On my way to work this morning, having a cup of coffee, thought I'd pull over and read a story about JP Morgan Chase running out of bank branches to close. It's crazy. Who would have thought a couple of years ago? If you would have heard a headline like that, you'd be like, what? So check this out. This is out of the American Banker. Again, it's entitled JP Morgan Chase says it's running out of branches to close. It says JP Morgan Chase is running out of branches that it wants to close. The America's largest bank has already optimized much of its branch network, leaving it with less and less accretive opportunities to consolidate. Marion Lake, the co-CEO of JP Morgan's Consumer and Community Banking Unit, said Tuesday at a Goldman Sachs conference. The update comes years after after years of regular branch closings by JP Morgan, its big bank counterparts and various regional banks, as consumer and commercial customers adopted online banking and financial institutions searched for ways to control expenses in recent years. Banks embraced bank consolidation. A decline in branch visits during the 19 pan, can't say it, and a number of, I can say it, COVID-19 pandemic. Gosh, dang it. And a number of major bank mergers in 2021 and 2022 sped up the consolidation process. The number of bank branches in the U.S. fell to 79,000 at the end of 2022. According to S&P Global Market Intelligence data, that was down from about 100,000 branch locations in 2009, the last year on record when the total number of branches increased. So to think that the number of branches that's fallen by 80%. Now, what's really blowing me away is when we're dealing with bank consolidation, that's what's really important for people to realize. When banks like JP Morgan buy other banks that are closing, that are being taken over by the FDIC, they come through and they close a bunch of their branches as well. It seems like, this is where we're going. Time after time, or year after year, there will be less and less banks. It will be harder for you to go and talk to a human being and get cash out, because cash will be made illegal in the future. It's crazy how this stuff just sneaks up on the public. They never really realize it until it's too late. It's like all of the people, how many of you, type I did, if you're one of those people that warned someone, hey, you know, you can't just go down and get a bunch of money out of the bank anymore. They won't let you. And they looked at you or told you you're nuts or you're a conspiracy theorist, only for them to come back later and go, oh my gosh, you're right. I tried to pull 10 grand out and I couldn't. It's really interesting how these capital controls, these controls just slowly get into the banking system, and there's less and less ability for you to have freedom when it comes to your money. You know, there's more and more government controls. They're watching everything you do. And it's very scary. Thank you so much, Ox. What? Sorry for the like comment. It says here, but JP Morgan is one of a handful of large banks where the branch count has increased in recent years, ticking up from 4,800 branches in September of 21 to 4,863. Oh, wow. Big number. So it says from 4,854 in 2021 to 4,863. So you got yourself a solid 9. That's not even newsworthy. And the truth is, the reason why they've got more branches is because they've been buying up by other banks that are failing. All right. Despite their short operating histories, the branches added to JP Morgan's network between 2017 and 2023 have delivered about $85 billion deposits so far. Well, that's really easy to show, because JP Morgan has this massive system of money market funds. So they were one of the biggest beneficiaries from all these people in the small banks taking their money out and putting it into their big bank so that they can get more yield. In 2019, JP Morgan said it would open up 90 branches in several cities that it first entered the previous year. Charlotte, I'm not going to read all that crap. JP Morgan's, sorry, I don't want to bother you with all this crap. JP Morgan's branch openings in attractive markets are among several key investments for the bank. Oh, it's just making them look better. I don't like JP Morgan. Do I have a bank there? Yes. Why? Because they're a large international bank, super easy to do wires internationally and domestically. The domestic wires I can do from online. So I've got them as a bank, right? I've got lots of banks. I just don't like banks, period. Yeah, I just don't like banks, period. But they're necessary in this day and time. It shows here the bank closed 21 former First Republic branches, like I was saying earlier, after acquiring parts of the failed bank this spring, and additional closings are expected to follow, JP Morgan said in September. The First Republic locations closed so far represent about a quarter of the 84 branches that First Republic operated before its downfall. You know, real quick, I want to say, because people ask me all the time, what banks do you have? You know, I've got small regional banks, I've got credit unions, I got large banks. One of them is Chase. With Chase being the largest bank in the nation, I feel pretty darn safe there. But again, I don't keep over the maximum amount that's insured by FDIC. So people ask me that all the time. I can tell you right now, just personally, I do not like Wells Fargo for all the lying and spoofing they've done about accounts. I do not like Bank of America for a handful of reasons. I banked with them a long time ago when I was investing in a lot of real estate, really back in the early 2000s. I don't like either of them. You know, let me know what banks you guys like. But that's the bummer, is the banking system has such a control over everybody, and it is what it is. But I hate that term. That's why the poorer people get, our nation gets, the easier it is to manipulate the people in our country. And that's why I'm trying to stop it. And we have to get into a mode where we're out of debt, we're not relying on these banks, and then we're getting the wealth back in the nation. We're owning things, we're owning land, we're owning real estate. I think that's the most important thing that we can set our sights on in this next few years, because I believe this next few years is going to be really bumpy. But with that being said, if you try, you don't got to try too hard, and you can really make some gains when it comes to financial gains. So hope you guys got something out of this. Thank you so much for watching. The Economic Ninja is out. It's going to work.